Locked On Eagles is presented by Pepsi, made for watching football. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch this season. I know Lou and myself like to sit down with an ice-cold Pepsi to get ready every Sunday, Thursday, or Monday to watch our Philadelphia Eagles. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi. Made for watching football. All right, everybody, welcome on in to this Monday, October 26th edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your co-host, Gino Camilleri, joining you on this very special Monday, the Dallas Week Monday, that is. The most important matchup every single year, in my eyes, personally. And I know for many other Eagles fans, how many of us loathe playing quote-unquote America's team every single year. But at the same time, it's the pit in our stomach, the fire in our bellies that keeps the NFC East interesting every year. And man, oh man, is the NFC East interesting as it stands right now, with no team having more than two wins. There is a lot of meat still on the bone to be had in this division, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, because we had a little bit of an extension off of this long week from the Giants game before we get in to stock up and stock down tomorrow when Lou gets back from vacation and get fully into Dallas week. We're going to talk about today the current state, a little state of the union of the NFC East 1 week before the trade deadline and just a few days before the matchup with the Dallas Cowboys. But before we get into that in segment two and three, there is a little bit of exciting news regarding the Philadelphia Eagles today in terms of getting a little bit healthier. Today, the 21-day practice window for Jalen Reagor, TJ Edwards, and Jason Peters has come due and come open. And this is going to be a frequent tweet, a frequent news article that we see from the Philadelphia Eagles activating people from the IR. It seems like half the team is on the IR right now. But this is one of the inspiring things for this team, is that they're going to continue to get healthy down the stretch. And Jalen Reagor being back will be a much-needed spark of excitement for this Eagles offense. It looks like Edwards would be the most likely of those three to play this week. But it is nice that you do have the bye week coming up next week. You do have the bye week if you were going to trade for anybody in this next week. And, hey, having basically 10 days off before this week with Dallas and then a bye week the week after that, so a ton of rest days in this month right before a November and December stretch, which is very, very tough, it's great to get guys back healthy. And we always knew that this was going to be one of the reassuring factors for this Eagles team, is that, yes, things went awry early on, but now that these guys are getting rested, they're able to fix their ailments, they're going to bring in the reinforcements. And Carson Wentz and Jason Kelce won't be the only starters on that offense for much longer, as guys are going to continue to get back healthy. You should see more reinforcements at the wide receiver position if Alshon Jeffrey does come back healthy and doesn't get traded. On the defensive side of the ball, Avante Maddox should be coming back relatively soon. You're just going to continue to get healthier and healthier as the season goes on. And in a division, frankly, where it might only take 6 or 7 wins, it's great that you're going to be in this November and December stretch getting some more guys healthy, not having to kind of throw together a team last minute. You're going to be able to game plan, hopefully, for a few games with some continuity at your wide receiver position. Hopefully, when Goddard comes back and Ertz gets healthy, same thing at the tight end position. Hopefully, you can throw out, hopefully, the same combination week to week for your offensive line moving forward, and just allow Wentz to continue to do what he's doing. And it's only going to be better for this offense, for the special teams, and for this defense to get healthier and healthier. And that's what we're going to talk about in segment two and three today, is the current state of this division and just how important getting these guys back from injury could be in the long-term outlook of this division with 9 games remaining for everybody in the NFC East. So come on back for segment two of this edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. But before we get into that, we have a special message from our friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar, they have the new and improved Built Bar with even more deliciouser flavors, with 18 new flavors, 6 new ones, and 12 originals. You have the lemon almond cheesecake, one of my personal favorites, carrot cake, apple almond crisp, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, and some of the personal favorites of mine, the old school OGs, the mint brownie, salted caramel, and double chocolate. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, so you chocolate lovers like myself can get your fix in a healthy manner. They're soft and easy to chew, and Built Bar is great, and it's awesome for those who are healthy like myself, those trying to lose a little bit of this winter weight, which is coming up soon. The low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber bars are great for those on keto. I did that for a little bit, and I know a lot of friends who do it, and they have seen great results out of them. 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 net carbs. What more could you ask for? Use Built Bar and the promo code LOCKEDON on their website, builtbar.com, to get 20% off of your order for the delicious Built Bars. Get them while they're hot. Get them before they run out. Hopefully they just continue to get more and more good flavors because they are delicious. They are the best health conscious bar for all of you Eagles fans out there looking to get a snack either on game day or midway through the week when you're listening to the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, everybody, welcome on back to segment 2 of this Monday, October 26th edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Once again, I am your co-host, Gino Camilleri. Lou DiBiase will be joining us later on in the week as he gets home from his beautiful vacation in Arizona. And as I sit in my room right now, look outside my window at this gray Buffalo sky right now, I am very, very ticked off at Lou. So hopefully he brings some of that sunshine our way, and hopefully he brings a little sunshine to the Philadelphia Eagles, because as it stands, your Eagles are in first place with a lot more work to do. So the current state of this division, we all know it isn't the prettiest division. It isn't the NFC West, where every team is as good as one another or as good as any team in the league. This division is trying to find one team that maybe can compete with the rest of the league. And as it stands, your Philadelphia Eagles lead the way at 2-4-1. Washington right behind them at 2-5. Dallas at 2-5 as well. The Giants at 1-6 in the bottom. How it stands in terms of the division lookout, though. Philadelphia has played 2 games. They are 1-1. Washington, if they were to tie with the Eagles, would have the tiebreaker in that one victory. They are currently 2-1 in the division. Dallas is 1-1, and the Giants are 1-2. In terms of offense and defense, I just put a little statistic in there for points forced and points against, just to see how teams are doing. The Eagles stand at 163 in terms of points forced, and points allowed 196, which is 25th in the NFL. Washington has scored 133 on offense and allowed 165, much better than any other team in the division on terms of defense. Dallas, their high potent offense for a while with Dak Prescott, was cooking with Andy Dalton and maybe even a rookie going forward. They've only scored 176 points, but their defense, 32nd in the NFL, allowing 243 points. The Giants, middle of the road, they've forced 126 and they have allowed 174. So right now, not very pretty in terms of offense, not very pretty in terms of defense all around the division. But the thing is, with two of the teams having 4 division games remaining and two of the teams having 3 division games remaining, that's where this division is going to be won and lost. And frankly, the one downfall of the NFL is that a division winner always has to be crowned, and as bad as it is with this NFC East, NFC East teams have made a little bit of trouble, even in their runs as wild cards in the last 15 years or so. The Giants went on and won a Super Bowl as a 6th seed, and the Eagles almost went to the Super Bowl in 09 with McNabb as a 6th seed, and they've won a couple Super Bowls in that time period. The Eagles and Giants have won a couple. So getting there is just one step in the right direction. And how I look at this from a 30,000-foot view, and the question I ask is, who out of these 4 teams can I see at this current point in time, or maybe even in the end of December, having a healthy enough roster, a competitive enough roster, moving forward to beat out some of these better teams in the NFC, like maybe a Seattle or Green Bay for chance. And right now, just from a 30,000 foot view, I see the Eagles being that team. And before we get into the particulars like strength of schedule and the remaining schedule for these teams in the final segment, I just want to touch on where these teams stand in terms of personnel, in terms of coaching, in terms of continuity, in terms of their overall forward thinking for these franchises. And right now, I think you could kind of bucket Washington and the Giants in kind of the same place. And you have Daniel Jones, who right now they don't truly know if he's the answer. And in Washington, you have Dwayne Haskins, who's on the bench right now, and they bring in Kyle Allen, who's taking starts. And I don't really see either of those two being a long-term fixture there, but they're both growing teams that are competing. And hey, we lost to the Washington football team this year, and we almost lost to the Giants. So to say that these teams are bad football teams, I wouldn't say that necessarily. I think they both have some solid personnel, both have improved off of last year, but right now they're still building. They're still 1 or 2 years off from truly being a competitive football team. So that leaves us with the Eagles and Dallas. And I think that was kind of the two sides that many people in the media and many people around Philadelphia and many people around Dallas kind of thought would be the two competing forces for this division. Not at the current state in time of what they are at two wins apiece, but rather some high potent offenses that can maybe win 10, 11 games. But frankly, one of them is going to have to win it. And I would put Dallas and Philadelphia right at the top of winning this division. And frankly, Vegas sees it the same way, with the Eagles having minus 150 odds to win the division and Dallas right behind them at plus 350. It's going to come down to these two games against Dallas is ultimately what I think it comes down to. And you're probably going to have to go into week 17 against Washington, maybe needing a win there. But if you can win another game over the Giants and two games against Dallas, I think you really set yourself up for success. Because right now, you look at Dallas, and man, the performances that they have put out in the last couple weeks after Dak Prescott has went down have just not been inspiring in the slightest, putting up just minimal amount of points. It looks like the team is almost quitting out there at times. It just doesn't show like the effort is even there to a degree. And there's talks that they're trying to shop Everson Griffin, maybe some more of their aging veteran free agents there in Dallas. And the thing is, in Philadelphia, Howie Roseman is saying it's buying season. It's Howie Roseman season here, because my team, I have my quarterback, I have Carson Wentz. I'm only going to continue to get healthy across the offensive line. I'm only going to continue to get healthy at the offensive weapon positions on the field, at wide receiver, tight end, and running back. I'm only going to continue to get better at defense if they can continue to mesh well. And hopefully your special teams starts to find its role on this team, because frankly, you look at just personnel and coaching. 5 years into the job, Doug Peterson has done a fantastic job overcoming adversity, which these two young teams in Washington and New York haven't really faced too much of yet, but they're still learning to win. But this Dallas team that has, quote unquote, their guys and has their offense and their weapons on defense, they're in this window where they still are struggling to overcome adversity and struggling these stretches where they are down offensive linemen and have guys on the IR, which the Eagles have done so many times. So when I look at it, you have a team that when they're down, they kind of just sit and sulk in their wounds in Dallas. And you've kind of seen that a couple times throughout the past years. Look at that matchup with the Eagles last year when all they had to do was beat a practice squad and they couldn't do it. And they couldn't win those matchups when it matters, and they couldn't go out there when Dak went down and put together anything inspiring in the last few weeks. But the Eagles, you look at four straight weeks on offense that they've at least had a glimmer of hope in Carson Wentz playing some excellent ball in these final four in the fourth quarter down the stretch. So to me, it's going to come down to who is least and less oft injured down the stretch, who has their veteran quarterback, and who has their veteran coaching staff. And when you put the recipe together like that, it might not be successful in terms of winning a Super Bowl or even winning a playoff game, but I believe it is good enough to win you the NFC East. And that's what we're going to talk about as we move into segment three. But one more quick update of news coming across the transaction wire. The Eagles have placed wide receiver DeSean Jackson and defensive tackle Hassan Ridgeway on the injured reserve. So just as we talk about getting healthy, they are losing guys to injury as well. So it's always exciting here in the NFC East. And we will be talking about the final outlook in terms of strength and schedule and read off the final schedules, final win-loss predictions for the NFC East, and ultimately who will come out on top. So before we get to that, we will once again be thanking our sponsors over at Pepsi. So thanks to the lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. If you have genes like myself, where I have a very Italian family and I'm only 5'8", I had no chance of ever playing a professional sport in my life. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch. I love to sit home and watch my Philadelphia Eagles win exciting last-second matchups against a divisional foe like the New York Giants while drinking an ice-cold Pepsi to keep me up in this Eastern time zone. And Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, but rather for those who watch it. Pepsi is made for watching football. All right, everybody, welcome on back to this final segment of this Monday, October 26th edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Gino Camilleri joining you as always. And as we finish up this state of the NFC East, the state of the division, we're going to take a look at what is remaining and going forward for these teams. So starting with your Philadelphia Eagles, who currently sit with the 15th hardest remaining schedule in the league with a .517 win percentage for the remaining opponents. In the nine games remaining, they have a home game against Dallas, a bye week, an away game against the Giants, away game against Cleveland, home against Seattle, at Green Bay, going down to play. No, they're at Green Bay, and then they're home against New Orleans. That's correct. And then they're at Arizona, at Dallas, where they wrap up and play the Washington football team at home that final game, which ultimately it could come down to that. The easiest remaining schedule goes to Dallas in this division at the 27th easiest remaining at .425. And that's the thing that ultimately I believe could be the one hiccup for the Eagles, because you look at that stretch after the bye week at the New York Giants, at Cleveland, who is playing excellent football, home against Seattle, who's playing excellent football, at Green Bay, who's playing excellent football, versus New Orleans, who is always going to be competitive in the NFC East, at Arizona, who's playing good football, at Dallas, who is another divisional opponent, and then versus Washington at home, who you lost to earlier in the season. Man, that's a hell of a task to come out and try and win many of those games. So when you look at it right now, you have to focus on winning four division matchups. And how I look at it is the way this team has been playing the last couple weeks, coupled with this 10 days of rest versus the Cowboys coming up here on Sunday, going into the bye, this game is huge. Knowing what's at stake, this is so big, because you have to put it all on the table come Sunday, because you have that bye week. You know how he is going to be looking to make this team better. And right before this long stretch, you need this win so badly, because you're at 2-4-1. You need to get a jump on the division. Washington, who has two wins in the division already, just because of the games that they've won, have that advantage over you, and they beat you earlier in the season. This matchup against Dallas and that last week against Washington are the two most important games in my consideration, because the conference matchups, yes, you're going to have to sneak one in that five-game stretch between Cleveland, Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona, and not the Dallas game. I think they're going to beat Dallas both times, but I think you have to sneak out at least one, maybe not two, maybe even two wins in that stretch to be confident if you were to drop some of these division matchups. So if you go out there and win four straight division games, which I think is 100% plausible, you're going to set yourself up for success to win this division. Does it mean you were going to be successful in the playoffs? I don't think so, but I think you can win this division, and I think it's only going to continue to add to the current state and the current messaging of Doug Peterson moving forward, which is we have all we need. And frankly, I believe it. I think right now you're seeing a lot of youth come in and involve themselves and make big plays in a way you haven't seen in past seasons. I think you've seen Carson Wentz start to find that balance in the last few weeks. I think the defense, they're going to figure it out. I mean, just the law of averages, they're going to figure it out eventually. I just don't see it being possible that they continue to allow 30 points per game. And in terms of the injuries, I don't think you can continue to get as injured as you have the first 7 weeks. I just think it's nearly statistically impossible. And I just think everything is in the Eagles' hands right now. And that's the way they have to look at it, in that you have to go 1-0 every single week from here on out. And you need to go 2-0, rather, in these divisional matchups, because they count as two wins in essence. So Sunday, as we look forward, yes, every matchup moving forward and your 15th hardest schedule is going to be tough, but Dallas is the game you need to win. I think Sunday is a franchise statement saying that, yeah, you know what? Everybody thinks Dallas is going to come out here and win, and they still have all these wide receivers. And the thing is, we have one thing, is that we have all we need here in Philadelphia. And we have this coaching staff that has led us through these peaks and valleys multiple times now, going on 4 straight years. And this young quarterback who's just itching to get to the playoffs and itching to get a win, and some aging veterans who Jason Kelce might be retiring after this year, and some guys who might be on their last leg here in Philadelphia, and guys like Alshon Jeffery who maybe have something to prove, or these young guys in Rager who are on a comeback from injury and silence all their critics. I just think, looking at it from a 30,000-foot perspective, from what is going on around you in the division, where Washington and the Giants stand in terms of their team building respects, and that they are still growing, and in terms of where the Eagles and Cowboys stands, and this is where their window is. And frankly, Philadelphia, especially with what is going on in the cap situation moving forward, that, hey, if you want to have one more rumble at it with this team and these amount of veterans and this amount of quote unquote talent that you have on both sides of the ball, hey, what better time than to make a run in November and December? And we know that this team plays good football down the stretch. So, hey, who's to say that they can't get hot one more time and surprise people for a third or fourth straight season? Because in 2017, they were getting cold at the end of December, and then they got hot at the right time. 2018, Wentz goes down. They weren't playing great football. They get hot at the right time. Nick Foles leads them on a stretch to go to the playoffs. 2019. Nobody is healthy. They need to win 4 straight games with basically guys off the street. They find a way to do it again. I think Sunday, and I think these remaining 8 games after Sunday, are so big to this future of this franchise in terms of how they are going to look at team building moving forward, how they're going to look at coaching moving forward, and ultimately the confidence of this team moving forward. And I have confidence in this Eagles football team because of the few glimmers of hope that I've seen out of them the last few weeks. But man, oh man, do they still have a lot of work to do. With 9 games remaining, there's a whole heck of a lot of football to be played. But they got to get this train on the tracks, cooking at the right time, because we have seen so many times under Doug Peterson's tenure how they can get hot at the right time, how they can create some noise in the playoffs, how they can just be a headache when it comes to competing in those late months. I trust this team. I trust Carson Wentz. And as long as Doug and Carson are leading this team forward, I think they have a chance against anybody any given week. But you got to prove it week in and week out here in Philadelphia for people to even give you a chance. But hey, on the Positivity Pod, we are always giving this team a fighting chance. And once again, guys, thank you for joining me here on the Locked On Eagles podcast on this Monday, October 26th edition of the show. We will get back to it with Stock Up, Stock Down coming to you tomorrow, and then we will start to preview this Cowboys matchup, and I'm sure we will be talking to our friend Marcus Mosier at Locked On Cowboys sometime throughout the week. And you guys know where to catch us: on Twitter, on Instagram, on SoundCloud, wherever you guys want to find us, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. We're all over the place at LockedOnEagles.com. Catch Lou on Twitter at DiBiase, L-O-E, at LockedOnBirds. And as always, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you guys for joining me, Gino Camilleri. Once again, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, and fly, Eagles, fly.